Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
It is Monday, January the 13th, with a very special episode of Speak Up with a very special guest. In advance, I just want to apologize. We have no background music today. That's because of technical issues down here at the station. And also, you might hear some construction noise happening outside. That's unavoidable, sadly. That's just as a few for you. Who's my mystery guest? Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name's Sophia, and I'm your sister, actually.
Yes, you are. So my sister's visiting me here in Vancouver. We've done a lot of sightseeing these last few days, seen all the Vancouver things you have to see.
So
that's what we're going to start talking about today. What have we done in the last few days? What have we seen? First impressions of Canada. So you came on Wednesday. I picked you up at the airport in Richmond. And then what was the first thing we did when we arrived in Vancouver?
Well, we took the SkyTrain mm-hmm. first of all. So that was a pretty new experience for me. And afterwards, we just went to Wendy's because I was so jet lagged. So we just had a burger.
Exactly. That's how I introduced you to American culture. We're going to Wendy's.
Right. It was pretty good.
It was nice. I got the Baconator.
Yeah.
Quick PSA for anyone planning to go to Wendy's. They don't have the mushroom melt burger anymore.
Yeah, that was quite sad.
Yeah, which that was the reason I went.
I was sad about it.
Yeah. Quite the bummer. But then, yeah.
What else did we do, like, on the first day?
On Wednesday itself, I think you just went to bed really early because you were pretty jet-lagged.
Yeah, and then in the morning I got up pretty early, so I'm still fighting the jet lag mm-hmm. right now. And I have the feeling that each day is getting better, and I will have adjusted just the day when I'm going back to France.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing, because then you have to readjust yourself to European time.
Yeah, totally.
And in my experience, it's always worse when you go back to Europe because that's when the time difference gets annoying, kind of.
Yeah, really excited about that.
Yeah, so you have that to look forward to. But let's not think about it right now because you're still here. We still have stuff to see. But then on Thursday, I think that was our most... busy day, the day we did the most.
Yeah, we walked like 11 kilometers.
Oh, yeah. Wait, let me have a look at my step count. I think I had like something like 16,000 or something.
Yeah, let me just talk
about that. 15,900.
Right.
Which for some people, that's just a regular day of work. But for me, that's pretty impressive.
Especially because here in Vancouver, you always see people running.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what weather, what temperature, people are just always out in their sport clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty motivating, too, I think.
Yeah, and speaking of weather, like, we've had all sorts of weathery experiences here. We've had rain, we've had sunshine, we've had snow.
Really heavy snow and fog.
Yeah.
So I think on Thursday, we went to Waterfront,
right? Mm-hmm. And Thursday was nice, like... By the weather, I think we had sun on Thursday.
Yeah, so first we went to downtown. Like, I was expecting a big city with big buildings mm-hmm. and stuff, but it was even more impressive, like, in
reality.
And then we went to the water, and then you had that kind of contrast between water and city. That was amazing.
Yeah, and also we don't come from... We've never lived anywhere near the beach in Germany, so
no.
we're not used to... having the ocean so close by.
That's true. Just kind of near the mountains that you see from afar and you have to drive like 1 hour to get there. I feel like here, yeah, it's kind of long too to get there, but like you see way more mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Canada Place is like the go-to spot that you go to when you first arrive in Vancouver, I think.
Yeah.
That's like what everyone does on the first day, just because they give the most sort of beautiful, impressive view.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that. I think we went to Stanley Park afterwards, right?
Yeah.
We went to Lost Lagoon, which was nice.
It was so beautiful.
Didn't see any beavers.
No.
Which is supposed to happen sometimes, but yeah, no luck for us. And then we went to Second Beach, and I guess like that's the day was already over by then because
we're watching the sunset. But it wasn't that impressive actually.
Yeah, well, yeah,
the
but then
just kinda left.
By then it had gotten kind of cloudy.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Just because of that, we kind of we didn't see too much.
It was still a great experience.
Yeah, it was still nice
by the sea and just seeing the city.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that was just so beautiful.
Also, there was something funny about that day. You always kept mentioning to me, oh, I smell weed everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, I've studied in Berlin for mm-hmm. 1 year. And whenever I have people visiting Berlin, they always say, oh, it smells like weed everywhere. But like,
even though it's illegal in Germany, by the way.
Yeah, it is. And even though I'm used to that, it still shocked me that in Vancouver it smells a lot more like weed than in Berlin.
Mm.
But maybe also because it's legal, so people can just buy it when they're over 19, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I guess people see it differently. Like it's less stigmatized, kind of, which I guess is just an effect of the fact that it's legal now.
Yeah, might be that.
Which it hasn't been for too long, I think. I think it's like just a few years or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But actually, that day didn't even end there. We went to a bar afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Beaver.
Oh, yeah, the Beaver on Granville.
And I was so shocked because I'm personally 20 years old and I was with 3 18 years old.
Yep, me and my two roommates.
Yeah, exactly. And when we got into that bar, everybody had to show their IDs and another piece of identity. So, for example, your credit card. And yeah, just to be able to drink alcohol or to be forbidden. And I was the only one who was able to drink.
Yeah, that's something I always found too, that they're like they're so strict about it.
Yeah.
Like they take it so seriously to check IDs and then have like even 18-year-olds not be able to drink anything. It's just kind of like, even beer, like.
Yeah, in Germany we're starting at 16 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
kind of responsible about it. So.
Yeah, that's German culture for you.
Yeah, so when you come back to Canada, it's like a step back, actually.
Yeah, and like the way it works in Germany is that when you turn 16, you're allowed to drink, I think it's stuff under 4 or 5% alcohol, so like beer and wine and stuff.
Light stuff.
But then when you turn 18, that's when you're allowed everything, basically. So I had just turned 18 and had all that freedom to buy any alcohol that I wanted. And then coming here, it really just feels like a downgrade. It's like repeating a class or something. Just a year younger all of a sudden. Yeah, I can't wait to till I'm 19, which is pretty soon, actually.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks now.
You're going to celebrate, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's when my time in Vancouver really begins. For my birthday?
Yeah.
Going to a bar, definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine. Celebrating that.
Yeah, just celebrating my newfound freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what else did we do?
We did the trivia in the Beaver. And
nice.
We
thought we were going to win.
Yeah.
Especially because we had an Australian friend who joined us. Well, he became mm-hmm. our friend. We didn't know him before.
He was just a random Australian guy from Arizona who was in the hostel.
We got to know him, and he pretty soon became friends with one of the Australian servers.
Yeah. Seemed like an immediate connection between those two.
Yeah, so soon enough we had a proper spy who was helping us answer the hardest questions. And
And still, even though we cheated like in the worst possible way, we still got the fourth place or something.
Yeah, we didn't even get like third place, and we were so, yeah, we were so motivated.
Yeah, I remember they were like announcing like the third place, and I was like, oh wait, it's not us. Oh, I guess we have to be second or first then. And then second place. I was like, damn, okay. But then no luck there.
Yeah, and finally we came home pretty late, I guess. Which for me was a huge problem because I was so jet-lagged.
Yeah, like 1 or something, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like at 11 p.m. in that bar, I ordered coffee just to be able to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
I took like a little nap during the trivia questions because I was just so tired and yeah.
Yeah, also like it may not sound like we did much on that day because I just mentioned like three things. But we did get up pretty early.
Yeah.
And then came home by like 1, so we were pretty much in town all day.
Yeah, that was a pretty successful day.
Yeah, and you got to see all the, what I consider to be the major downtown things to do in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like Pacific Center, Waterfront. We even went to a Blends Coffee, which that's very Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian classic.
Did we go to Tim Hortons?
Not sure.
Not on that day, I think.
But you brought me like a Tim Hortons muffin, so that.
Oh yeah, true.
And then the next day.
Friday,
so.
Yeah, what did we do on Friday?
Well, first of all, I got myself a really nice bagel, and I've got to say, like.
At Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
That was Tim Hortons.
The bagels here are great, because when I'm studying in Paris, and it's so hard to get like. Some bagels because everybody's just eating baguette or just toast or some
as the French do.
Yeah, and I'm missing those bagels, so I'm really happy to have found those here. And yeah, what did we do afterwards? We just went to the library, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because like, you wanted to do some research.
We spent like half an hour at Tim Hortons, I think.
Yeah.
And then...
just some time to relax.
Yeah, I wanted to check out the library. And it's very nice. They have a lot of like events and stuff, which I didn't know.
Yeah. And we discovered something, didn't we? Like...
The rooftop thing?
Yeah. They have like an amazing rooftop. Well, it wasn't that great for us because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
But we still went outside. You can like go to the 9th floor.
Yeah. It's a very nice view.
Yeah. And then just go out and relax in the sun, if there's any sun.
So if you're ever at the library, then go to the rooftop.
Yeah,
it's
first
very
thing.
Much worth it.
And afterwards, we just went to Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah. We went to DQ because I felt to give her the quintessential Vancouver experience, she had to try a blizzard. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
We got a blizzard.
Talking about Vancouver experiences, we forgot about one thing.
What did we forget?
We went to eat poutine too before going to the bar.
Oh yeah, that was Thursday still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to Mean Poutine, which is a place on Nelson and Granville, I think. And we got some poutines there. And you've never had poutine before.
No,
and you actually
never.
Didn't even know poutine was like a thing at all.
Yeah, you didn't even tell me. You just told me, we're going to eat poutine.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. You just said, well, it's going to be a surprise. And yeah, for all those listeners who are not Canadian, I think it's just fries. And then you put whatever you want on there, right?
It's fries and cheese and gravy, basically.
Yeah.
That's the three ingredients. And then from there on, you can add like chicken, you can add... you can add also onions, all sorts of things.
Whatever you want,
I think
basically.
I had onions in mine. Yeah.
Yeah, for us, it was just a bit tricky because it was quite cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think last week we had, like, -1 degrees or sometimes, like, 1-2 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, it's worse now. I mean, just look outside, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly outside, yeah.
So you had to eat really quickly before those fries got cold.
Yeah, so what was your first impression of poutine?
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I was so hungry that I could eat it all, but it was so much that I can imagine, like, other people... Yeah, it's a bit tricky sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing you eat for lunch and then you don't eat dinner, just because you'll be so full by then.
I can imagine. So yeah, then we've already arrived at Saturday, right?
Yeah, we like time jump. I'm trying to think if we did anything else. Yeah, we just went to like some cafe on Thursday, and then
yeah.
there was on Friday, and then
there
was pretty
much some cafes. It's so relaxed.
Yeah, that's the Vancouver lifestyle for you. yeah, and then Saturday we went to the aquarium in Stanley Park.
Yeah, fortunately we had some friends who could get us in.
Mm-hmm.
So we were quite lucky.
Yeah, which I've never been there either. So
yeah.
First time for both of us. I have been in an aquarium thing like in like 5 years or something.
Me too.
It's really been a long time.
Like I used to be really fascinated by that because
like
I used to love animals and stuff. But now like as I'm a bit older, I didn't think it would fascinate me as much. But I really enjoyed it. Like I can really like recommend that, even if there were lots of children.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a great idea for children, but also for like older people like us.
Yeah, like it was really weird seeing like some of these things up close. Like,
yeah, we're like really fascinated by some mm-hmm. otters or stuff. Or there was like one
the lonely dolphin.
Basically, it was a lonely dolphin just because she was called Helena, had to get well again because her fins were cut in a fish's net, I think.
Mm, and then they had to, like, amputate her.
Yeah, so now she was just recovering until she's going to be able to join another group of dolphins. It was quite funny because you could see that dolphin was so bored. And she actually...
seemed pretty sad.
Yeah. And she actually started to play with I don't know what that animal's called.
A seagull.
A seagull, yeah.
Yeah.
So she was giving the seagull her food and stuff. That was quite cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. They were like playing together and stuff.
Yeah, so I've basically had some pretty Canadian experiences, I'd say.
Seagulls and dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were already at Sunday yesterday, right?
Yeah, we went to Mount Seymour.
Yes.
So the thing is, you know how to ski.
Yeah.
But I don't. And I also don't know how to snowboard. So we just figured, okay, what can we do in the mountains with the snow without being able to ski, basically?
Yeah.
So what we did was we went sledding. There's another word. I always forget the other word.
Tobogganing?
Tobogganing.
It's
that's
really hard for us German people to pronounce.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's spelled weirdly. And then, like,
but
when
then,
I came
like,
up to the cashier and I was like, yeah, we'd like to go tobogganing. She was like, what the hell?
But then as a Canadian, try to pronounce Schlittenfahren.
Schlittenfahren.
It's like the German word, so that might be even more complicated.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so we did that. It was pretty cold. There was lots of snow and it was really foggy.
Mm-hmm.
So you could only see like 20 meters.
And we got these really cheap, like, they were basically like, we could have just taken not trash cans, but trash, like foil, and used those as sleds. And it would have been cheaper because
yep.
the things we had were like, I don't know, pretty ineffective.
Yeah, I can still recommend that, but...
Bring your own sled.
Bring your own, so it's cheaper.
Which actually everyone except for us did that, so people probably know already, but... Yeah.
Also, we were, like, the oldest people there, because mm-hmm. everyone else was, like, snowboarding or skiing, but we still had lots of fun.
Yeah,
and,
we had fun with a few, like, 8-year-olds.
Yeah, basically. And we enjoyed the hot chocolates afterwards, but it was pretty exhausting, I'd say, to get home
mm-hmm.
because we had to take one shuttle bus, then the SkyTrain, then another bus, and our very last bus.
Mm-hmm.
So
it took like 2 hours or something.
It took like 2 hours to go home.
To be fair, we do live like in South Vancouver, so
yeah, and like the mountains are up in the north.
Yeah, the shuttle bus goes from Rupert Station on the Millennium Line.
Yeah.
So if you live in East Van, then you'll be lucky.
Also, we were pretty cold because we weren't that great prepared.
Yeah.
especially you.
Yeah, especially me.
Sorry about that.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I didn't think I had to get any other shoes than my sneakers that I wear every day. So we were like in the snow with sneakers and... Yeah.
Well, we survived.
Yeah, you brought a change of socks, which was amazing because I would have died. I wouldn't be here today if I just hadn't been able to switch my socks.
True. Yeah, and that's basically
yeah. That
all
pretty
my
much
experience,
sums up
right?
Your Vancouver experience so far.
Yeah, we still got some stuff to do, but we already saw a lot.
Yeah. So how are you enjoying the city so far? How do you feel being here in Vancouver?
I really like it. Like, speaking of big cities, I've been in Miami, Paris, Berlin, maybe Frankfurt counts also, because there's some skyscrapers. But yeah, still being in such a big city is quite impressive.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, like Vancouver never feels that big to me, but like, as in, it's not big as in like, as big of a city, but like the scale of everything when you go downtown.
Yeah, because everything is a bit scattered. Like there are lots of city parts that are like.
Yeah.
I can't explain.
And also
it.
Like
it's like wide, you know.
There's a difference between like a big city in Germany and a big city in North America.
That's true. And so yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
I've always been wanting to go to Canada and explore a bit. I don't know if the winter was the best time to come because I'm really enjoying it. But like sometimes I just love to lay down by the beach and some warm weather. But like I love snow too. So I haven't had any snow, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Germany and France and there hasn't been much snow.
Yeah, and it's surprising too because like the way it works in Germany most of the time is... we kind of, if we do get snow, we get it like in early December or something.
Yeah.
But usually we don't even, like it won't stick at all.
Normally it's just cold and there's like no snow at all. And you're just like, I don't deserve this.
So I was kind of expecting the same here. But then all of a sudden, like we're just hit with this cold phase all of a sudden.
Yeah. And you notice, like, the buses are driving really slow.
Oh, yeah. Our way here to...
Everybody's taking care, even though everybody seems to be well-prepared.
Yeah. If you took the expo line today, which I don't think many people listen to the radio on the SkyTrain, but anyway, they had trouble, like, with the doors, that, like, the doors wouldn't close.
Yeah.
And that's why we had to... when we came to 22nd Street, there were, like, three SkyTrains waiting for each other.
Yeah, and people were just quite surprised, taking pictures of it. Yeah, it didn't seem like a typical experience.
Yeah,
I think they're normally really reliable, aren't they?
Because that's the most exciting thing to have in your Instagram story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So another thing you brought me was some music. And this is some music from France. Which is, I should clarify, we're both German.
We are.
But you've been living in France for the last 4 or 5 months or so.
Exactly, yeah.
And we're going to talk a bit about that later. But before that, you have some music you brought us. This first one is by someone named, and please correct my pronunciation, is it Isaac Delusion.
Couleur Mandalo. And
what does that mean?
Yeah, I've only recently discovered the song through some friends, and it means mint color and water. And basically, it's an old French song that has been remastered. So this is like the new version playing in the radio right now.
Interesting.
So I think it's kind of well known in France. But I don't think it's known in Canada at all. So I just want to bring this to Canada. And yeah, I really, really like this song.
And then the other song you have here is by an artist named Video Club. Club or something? I don't know.
I think it's pronounced the English way.
Video Club, okay.
Yeah, the song is called Amour Plastique, which basically means plastic love. So yeah. I think it's a pretty new band. It's a girl and a boy, and they're just right now getting really popular in France.
Okay, so that's what we're going to hear now. You say the name.
So shall I just say the name of the song?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second. Isaac Delusion, Couleur Mentado.
There you go. That's what you will hear next. And then we will be back here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Elle était maquillée comme une star de ciné. À côté au jukebox, na 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 na. Elle rêvait qu'elle posait juste pour un bout d'essai à la Century Fox. Marchait comme un chat qui méprise sa proie, ou frôlant de flipper. Na, na, na. La chanson qui couvrait tous les mots qu'elle mimait semblait briser son cœur.
Que nos âmes sont dans les limbes profondes. La la la. résonne en baiser le long de ta poitrine, perdu dans l'avalanche de mon cœur égaré. Qui es-tu? Où es-tu? Par les pleurs, par les rires de ton ombre effarée, je résonne en baiser. Dans mon esprit tout divague, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divaguant sur ma peau.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We are back here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM with a special guest today, my sister.
Hey guys, nice to meet you.
So we talked about your experiences here in Vancouver, the things you've seen, the way you've experienced the city so far. I wanted to ask you something, and that's about the people specifically. How you feel like the people here in Canada are different in, than in Germany or maybe even in France?
So, as we're taking lots of public transport, mm-hmm. there are some things that have surprised me. First of all, everybody's standing in line when waiting for the bus, and then getting in the bus like in the order of that line. So that was a new thing for me, because in Germany, yeah, people are well behaved, but still there's like no line to get into the bus. If you're arriving late for the bus, you still might be the first person getting in there.
True.
And in France, it's the same. Like, people are often really stressed from getting into the metro, the underground. So there isn't really an order. And also Canadian people are quite polite.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say always saying thank you to the bus driver or helping you out when you don't know where to go or what to do when you're in a public space.
Yeah, so basically the conclusion here is us Europeans are just very rude and Canadians are much friendlier.
No.
I mean,
but like, they're different. They have different manners.
Yeah, and it is, especially in public, people act differently here. Because I feel like in Germany, I can't speak for France, obviously, people just want to, they just want to get to where they're going. And obviously that's the same here, but at least like people, I don't know, people watch out for each other more, kind of.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah, that's a very positive thing I've experienced about Canada, I think.
Me too. To be honest, I haven't experienced like one negative thing, but I've only been here for a few days. Yeah, just people telling me where the line starts, stuff like that. But they told me in a nice way. So one time we thought we had cut the line for one bus, and just no one had said anything, but fortunately we didn't. But I think people wouldn't even say anything if you like cut the line or did something wrong, because they're just so polite. They're just so nice.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, and I've been thinking about this a lot, like how the country you're from influences who you are and your personality.
That's
because
true.
Before I came here, I was kind of like, oh, I'm such an individual. Like I'm not affected at all by where I'm from. But then coming here, you sort of notice that, it does make a difference, and it does influence you in ways that are subconscious to you.
Yes, basically you just realize that all the stereotypes are true. Well, I mean, as a German coming to France, I noticed that. There are lots of stereotypes about the French people were true, also about German people.
Mm.
And
do you have
that's
any,
not bad, it's just funny.
Do you have any examples of things about the French people?
Well, okay, I said all the stereotypes are true, but you also can't generalize. Like, everybody's different. It's just that when you're, for example, in the metro in Paris, it can sometimes get a little crowded. And people like to express that. They're like huffle and puffle, I'd say.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, they just like to complain sometimes out loud. Like, ah non, c'est pas possible. So it's no.
Hey, no swearing.
There wasn't any swearing. Just like when the metro is too late or too crowded or you can't get out. Like when you're living a negative experience, you're just going to say something and express that. But that doesn't happen that often normally. Just at the moment, because there's like a transport strike in Paris. So there's nearly no metro at all, just like during rush hour or certain metros that don't have a driver. And so people have to take buses, and those buses are often very crowded. And when I had to get to the airport with my huge suitcase, like the biggest suitcase you can imagine, I had to get into a crowded bus with my suitcase, and people were like complaining about me. Trying just to get my flight.
So if you're French and you're on the bus and you hate it just like everyone else, then you just express, even if you're on your own, you just express that very loudly?
It depends on the people. There are just some people complaining. I don't know. But like, generally, I really love France, and being able to experience this country in such a close way by studying there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes German people, if you are comparing those two countries, you might be able to second that. That German people sometimes don't know how to enjoy life.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes we're just a bit too serious and too
stuck up, kind of.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And French people, so many French people just really enjoy life, and like students go out in bars during the week too, and are just really open to new experiences, open to meeting new people, and just, yeah.
You also have really the advantage that you're like trilingual now, because obviously your English is very good, German is your mother language, and now French is pretty much the language you've been speaking for this last half year or so.
Yeah, that's true. Still, people are like stopping me and saying, oh, you're from Germany, right?
Because they can tell.
Well, they can tell because I have an accent, and then I have like blonde hair, so it's pretty obvious, actually.
Yeah, I feel like with me, like, I don't necessarily radiate like the fact that I'm German when people just see me, but
yeah,
then as soon as I open my mouth, like, I just have to say, like, four words, and people usually already know that it's the German accent.
Mm.
I guess it's also, like, a very distinguishable kind of accent.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, you're getting better and better. I think if you're learning a language and living in a country, you just have to Be open and just speak, because you're getting better by speaking.
I was listening to one of my earliest episodes of Radio Right down here at CGSF, and I do notice some improvements. And it's also, we have some promo here, which, let me see if I can find that, where we're just from, I think, like August or something. And there's just something I can sort of hear in my voice where there's a certain word I pronounce in a way that I wouldn't anymore usually.
So it's a recording you made when you after you came here, right?
Not just after I came, but pretty early on. Okay, let me see what's the shortest one. Wait, I'm just gonna play this.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I don't know. I feel like I sound different now than I did at that time. Especially the way I pronounce the word studio. Because I don't know. I say it differently in the recording. It's like studio.
Yeah, and you also say like video, and it's actually video.
What did I say in the recording? Did I say
video?
Like with a W, video?
Nearly, like a mixture.
In interviews with impactful and inspiring artists. No, it's before.
But this is like actual proof that you've improved your language skills.
High quality video.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Okay, I don't know, but yeah, I feel like I've improved slightly at least.
So this might be a tip to all people going abroad to learn a language, like record yourself before and then afterwards.
Yeah, that's actually like a big advantage of me doing a radio thing, because I basically do recordings almost every day, so like I should be able to give myself feedback and be able to reflect on how I actually talk myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the accent thing. I feel like for some people it comes more natural to readjust themselves to another accent. But then there's also people like, we have a great aunt who lives in England, and she's like in her late 70s, and she's been living in England since she was like 25 or something.
Yeah.
And she speaks with the most, I guess, noticeable German accent. Like, it's very, very, you can very clearly tell that that's an accent that she has.
That's true. It's so funny because she's really been living in England more than in Germany, but she still kept her accent. And I guess she was maybe even proud of that, because some people just like to keep a part of their identity, and even if it's just by your accent.
Yeah, I do wonder if that's like conscious, that she like decided to keep her accent just to, and I mean, especially like she would have come to England like in the 50s or 60s or something.
Yeah.
When English people, I mean, they still don't love us partially, but like people wouldn't have been happy about German people coming there.
That's true.
Not because of World War II specifically, but like economic reasons.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
But I don't know if you've already told this story, but our grandfather, he did a road trip through England when he was 17 years old. And he actually pretended to be from Sweden.
To be Swedish, yeah.
Swedish, in order to hide his German identity, because he was only 17 years old. Now he is, I think he's 80.
70, no, he's not 80 yet, but like 70.
70, 80 years old.
Definitely late 70s.
Late 70s. Mm-hmm. So he went to England during a time where German people really weren't welcome over there. And he pretended to be Swedish. So he met lots of friends. He got to know lots of really nice English people. And everything went well until they decided to present him to some actual Swedish people. So,
and
yeah.
then that's where the ruse fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's interesting because, like, with me having come here, no one's ever come up to me to talk about, like, World War II or something like that. Or, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because people are actually, like, they don't care about that at all, or they don't even think about that with German people anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, us Germans, we tend to have, like, a tendency that's all that people from other countries think about, like, the world wars and stuff. That's our international sort of what we look like to people.
Well, when I came to France, I was a bit surprised because people actually do connect Germany to the world wars and stuff.
Yeah.
And they,
I guess, France is,
talk
like,
to
different
you about
than
that.
Here.
It's, I think it's just the opposite. But
yeah,
it's pretty important too, because then you have to think about the history of your country, and we often tend to forget about it because we think we are the new generations, we have nothing to do with that. But it's, like, still in our history, and sometimes,
yeah,
even
I mean,
that,
we
have to, like, keep that alive. Just the thought of...
I mean, you and I and our parents personally obviously aren't guilty of anything.
No.
It's just...
of course not.
It's a thing to remember and take as an example as to how we should lead our lives and how we should respect other people in our society. And
especially because,
yeah,
I'm not going to name any countries, but those things, they come back. Like, you always have to look at our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful about things not reproducing themselves. So all around the world, basically. So this is why we have to keep talking about it and keep history alive, basically.
Yeah, and it's complicated in Germany because Germans do always have that perspective of everyone thinks we should feel guilty, but,
we,
like, should
we
really,
guilty,
though? But then, like, the right-wing parties in Germany always use that as a thing of, like, yeah, we shouldn't feel guilty about all the World War II stuff, which, you know, like, we personally, like, you and I, like, shouldn't, because, like, we weren't perpetrators.
Yeah, but we should still keep that history in mind, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's a different, yeah, it's a...
Yeah, memory is the what's important, I guess.
Yeah.
Memory and, like, learning to what to do with that history that's sort of a part of us. Man, how did we get to this? Topic?
Yeah, we were just talking.
Yeah, we were
about
just
Canadians.
Talking about Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening in your you'll be here until Friday.
Yes.
Do you have any things you want to see? Any things you plan to do until then?
Well, basically some touristy stuff. So going to the Arts Museum, maybe.
Art Gallery.
Art Gallery, sorry. And visiting the Steam Clock.
Which is like I always think it's... The Steam Clock is, like, the funniest thing ever to me. Because it's like every tourist who comes here, that's one of the things they want to see or they get told to see. But, like, honestly, I personally don't think it's all that spectacular. And I think it's kind of one of those things where they just want to sell merchandise in those shady sort of souvenir shops in Gastown. But that's just me.
It's you who told me about that.
Yeah, I know.
Too,
and
so.
we are going to see it just because you... it's the most touristy thing to see in Vancouver.
Exactly. Well, and besides that, when my brother's working here at the station, I'm basically going to visit a bit on my own, so not sure yet. So just discovering some different parts of the city that I haven't seen yet, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots to see.
Mm, that's true.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on my radio show today. I know it's it's a lot to ask someone, but you did very well.
Thanks a lot. I was happy to hear you.
And also, before I go off the air, I just have to send a happy birthday message to my former roommate, Leo. Happy birthday. He's turning 19 today, which is the most important birthday you can have as a person living in Canada. So yeah, with that in mind, next up, I am going to play a CD by an artist named Sue Decker. This is from an album named Outskirts of Love. And I'm going to play the song Lay Me Down in the Indigo. This is pretty much it for this week's Speak Up. You can tune in again next week on Monday at 10 a.m. if you want to hear more from me. Next up will be Democracy Now. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, as always.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.